Changing gears, this is a particularly good week to be a beer drinker in Michigan. Stroh's Bohemian Style Pilsner came back Detroit, made in Detroit. And tomorrow it'll be on tap at 72 bars all over the state of Michigan. With us is Frances Stroh. She told her family's story in her book, Beer Money, a memoir of privilege and loss. Frances, this Pilsner is a brew with quite the history. Didn't it win a ribbon at the Chicago World's Fair in 1893?
It sure did, and it was launched again at the end of Prohibition as the very first beer on the market in Detroit and in Michigan because my great-grandfather, Julius Stroh, had the beer ready when Prohibition ended, and a lot of the Michigan brewers did not.
It had to make you feel good this week when your family name is so front and center and people are so happy to see this Pilsner come back.
Well, it is very exciting, and I think it's really the beer itself that deserves to take center stage because it's a beer with a very long history. It's closely tied to Detroit's history. In fact, I feel as if Stroh's beer really has paralleled Detroit's trajectory in terms of the rise and fall of both. And now the resurgence of the beer alongside Detroit roaring back to life is nothing less than spectacular.
You know, you think when of some of the traditional names that, especially in the Detroit area, that we've lost, Hudson's and Crowley's and Grinnell's and Bill Knapp's, you get the feeling that emotional tie is certainly there and people are happy to see that Stroh's name, even though you could get it, but it's different about having it made in Detroit.
It is so true, Cynthia, and especially to have a recipe actually from the 1850s that my great-great-grandfather Bernard first produced in his basement and sold door-to-door out of a wheelbarrow. There's nothing closer to the American dream than that. And to bring that back at a time when Detroit is reaching different but new heights as a city with a very different financial base that's developing, much more diversified. I feel as if to bring Stroh's back as a craft beer at this particular time in Detroit's history is a brilliant move.
The list of 72 bars where the Stroh's Pilsner will be on tap tomorrow all through Michigan is at strohbeer.com. Frances Stroh, thank you so much for speaking with us today.
Thank you, Cynthia. It's been a pleasure.